Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 22 past 9 o'clock here on WPHM. I sort of have to apologize to my next guest after that big news from Debbie, the new owner of the Brass Rail. Mike Mercantant comes in. I say, well, top that. Bring some big news like
boy,
that.
Boy, we get bumped by the new owner of the Brass Rail. But what exciting news.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll
take it. We'll take it. The library will be there and support the rail.
Two of my favorite places in Port Huron, the Brass Rail and the library.
Great.
And I'm not going to say in which order.
We love you.
Jenna Reed is here as well. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning, Paul.
So what's the holiday season gets kind of busy at the library, doesn't it?
Very much. And in the spirit of the season, first, again, I'd like to say thanks for the support, the millage, the resounding support from all of the – it passed with a great amount. And so we want to – in the spirit of Thanksgiving, we are very grateful for that. And we've been serving the county for over 100 years, so we hope to do it for another 100.
Absolutely.
And I won't be here if the season ends at that. But what we've done for many, many years, I've worked for the system for 16, and this has been going on before I got there, is all 11 branches of the St. Clair County Library System, we have this program around this time of the year called Trim the Mitten Tree. So we have holiday trees at every branch, and patrons, we ask patrons to come in, and they can bring in store-bought or handmade mittens, scarves, hats,
coats, boots.
You know, for those in need. And this year, the campaign runs from November 14th to December 19th, and we end it there. So that way, each branch can, you know, we keep all the donations locally. So, you know, if you frequent the Yale branch, the Yale branch lead out there will give it to a charity out
nice.
That way.
Nice.
Each of the branches really knows their community.
Yeah.
They know where the need is.
Absolutely.
They know where the stuff needs to go.
And, you know, it started out kind of small, and then it's like it blossomed into this thing. Like, we get hundreds and hundreds of things.
Well,
and,
no kidding.
And you get these ladies and maybe a man or so that are in these knitting clubs or whatever. And they just, like, I remember when I was in Marysville, they would just, like, out of the blue, come in around this time of the year with these garbage bags just filled with these really cool, like, little baby hats and booties and things like that. And then we hang them on the tree, and everybody can see that. But, you know, like around the 19th, we'll make sure they get to people in need.
No, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And it's just, I'll tell you, it's one, you know, I've personally delivered these things a few times, and it's just a wonderful feeling, you know, and it kind of reinforces why libraries are, you know, community centers and community hubs. And Jenna actually had, why don't you tell this story?
We've got a little different, in addition to the Mitten Tree, which is downstairs at the main branch, we also have, we are partnering with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, and they send us over lists of things that for foster children need and want for the holidays. The holidays can be a really tough time for kids in foster care. Yeah. Sometimes they feel guilty because they're not with their biological families. Sometimes they feel bad for feeling good at the holidays. And sometimes it's just hard to not feel like you belong.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to find a way to give them things that they need. Shoes, size 10 and a half. But also things they want, you know, Monster High dolls, that sort of a thing. So we've had stockings with each of these items on our tree. And for all four kids, people came in and they took all the stockings, and almost everything has been returned. We had one woman come in and she said, look, I don't have grandkids. This is a way that I can do something for a kid. And she took every one of the stockings for one of the kids. And then she came back, brought all that stuff back, and took every one of the stockings for another kid.
So it's
just a wonderful way. I feel really lucky to see that kind of generosity, and it just feels really good.
Yeah. Well, foster kids especially, these are the forgotten kids.
Yeah.
I mean, because they are quote unquote cared for by the system, but they're not with their families.
No.
You know, they age out of the system at some point and face a really rough road. And boy, that's a nice way to be able to, you know, provide them some comfort at Christmas time.
Yeah. Yeah. And things that that maybe they didn't think they could get.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I would get choked up just even talking about it.
Yeah,
we didn't even do it. You know, we're just watching it happen.
That's really cool.
You know? But that's that's what makes this time of the year very special.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. You got another event coming up as well.
The Children's Library is putting on a Polar Express party with Santa. It's December 10th. It's going to start at 10 in the morning. It will go until 12:30. Santa and Mrs. Claus will arrive at 10:30, and we'll have two little 45-minute sessions of photo ops with Santa. So we'll have a backdrop. Kids and their families can come and have their picture taken with Santa. We'll have all kinds of activities and crafts, not messy crafts. There won't be, like, paint.
No glitter? No.
Oh, we might have. We might have glitter.
Hush your mouth.
We'll be making reindeer food. We'll have all kinds of little holiday and Christmas activities. We'll have music, and we will have a Polar Express train kids can climb in and out of.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
So, and what's the cost of this?
It's free!
Yay! Yay, library!
Everything at the library is always free.
You guys do such a great job. And what a great way to enter into the holiday season, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, well, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Very much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. 28 past 9 o'clock here on WPHM.